Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, it's almost that time once again. With the start of April, it means the arrival of the 18th annual Oklahoma City Farm Show at the Bennett Event Center on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The event's coming up April the 7th through the 9th and will feature hundreds of exhibitors featuring over 1,000 product lines for 3 big days. Oklahoma Farm Report's Ron Hayes talked with show manager Penny Swank about the 2022 event, and she says hundreds of exhibitors have made plans to be there and greet farmers and ranchers from across the region.
We got all lines of tractors in there, tools, fertilizer, a lot of trailer options this year, irrigation, lawnmowers, of course, and cattle equipment, anything farm and ranch related, it's there.
She says there's just a handful of spaces left for available businesses that want to be a part of this year's show.
We do have a few still available. It will be full in there, though, I mean, booth-wise, but we have a couple left. They can go to our website and look at the contract on there at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com, or they can call the office at 800-873-1411.
Cattle shoot demonstrations will be returning to this year's show and held indoors in the Centennial Building starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and 1:15 in the afternoon.
Yes, and those are each day at 10 a.m. and 1:15. And we do have where you can be in a drawing for a $500 off if you purchase a shoot. You get in the drawing. If you win, then you get the $500 if you buy the shoot.
How do folks get more information?
Sure. It's OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. And the hours are Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday is 9 to 4.
If you'd like to hear more about the Oklahoma City Farm Show or to see an interactive floor plan, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency this week has approved the use of Enlist One and Enlist Duo in 134 additional counties. Enlist One and Enlist Duo is approved in all counties of Arkansas, Kansas, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Dakota, along with 6 counties in Texas. A coalition of farm and commodity groups welcomed the EPA action. American Soybean Association President Brad Doyle says, "We appreciate EPA hearing our concerns and working to quickly restore access in many countries where science and data support doing so." In January, EPA issued new 7-year registrations for over-the-top use of herbicides Enlist and Enlist Duo on herbicide-tolerant corn, cotton, and soybeans. While the new registrations were welcome and worked for many growers across the country, producers in 217 counties were impacted by county-level bans. Grower groups have urged EPA to review additional data that may allow for lifting county-level bans and view the announcement this week as a significant step forward towards that outcome. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.